Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you today to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you joined us. And if you're a new listener, welcome. The Spirit of the Lord brought you to receive a word and to be ministered to by Him. Let me just begin in prayer. Father, I thank you for your goodness. Lord, I invite the presence of the Holy Spirit on this broadcast, Lord, that those who are listening that are in the time of battle and trial and struggle, Lord, that you would just refresh and minister to them. And Lord, provide that way of escape. Lord, you said we would go through no testing, but that you would provide a way of escape. And so, Lord, we thank you for the promises of your word which is settled in heaven. Lord, that we shall not be moved. Because we've set the Lord always before us, we shall not be moved. Thank you, Lord, for touching every heart as we draw nigh to you, Lord. Your word says that you will draw nigh to us. Praise God. Well, beloved, the Lord gave me a word to share with you today. And as I was in prayer, the Lord quickened that there, for many of you that are listening, there's been a very concerted and very determined assault of the enemy against you to rob you of your peace. And in its place, he brings turmoil and upset, distress and confusion. And he loves that kind of environment. He thrives in it because that's his nature. And I know by the Spirit, many saints of the Lord are fighting intense spiritual warfare at this time. However, beloved, the King of Glory dwells in the midst of Zion in Jerusalem. And that the name of Jerusalem, what that means is the city of peace. So think about this. If you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He dwells in the very center of your heart, in your spirit, and He wants you at all times and in every way and in every circumstance to be ruled by His peace. There's a wonderful scripture that the Lord gave me to share with you today found in Isaiah 32:17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Oh, just think of that, brother and sister. You're able to work the works of God by allowing His peace to control your thoughts, to control your emotions, and just to bring that same peace, whenever possible, into every situation that you encounter, every circumstance of your day. He wants you to abide in His peace and to bring that peace wherever you go. Just think, what a testimony to those who would come in contact with you every day. To have a smile instead of a frown, words of life instead of murmuring and complaining and negativity. What a testimony to what Jesus has done in your life. The first step to this kind of victorious lifestyle, beloved, is faith. And when Jesus was asked, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" in John the 6th chapter, verse 28, He answered by saying this, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He has sent." And so what we have to do in our daily lives, we have to appropriate for ourselves personally the truth that righteousness, which is practiced and actively sought after, will produce something. It will yield a harvest of peace. So, beloved, today rest in Jesus. The Hebrew word for effect in the scripture that I just shared means work husbandry, service, sacred or divine, as well as worship. And so it's just my heart's desire. I'm praying that the Lord will let you see and He'll let you experience in the Spirit how beautiful this promise is to those who will believe. Also, that as you go on in your life, your day-to-day activities, that every day you could present a daily offering of this kind of worship to the Lord. In this chaotic and desperate age in which we're living, you as His precious child can live in the beauty and serenity that characterizes the kingdom of God. And that's how I'm praying for UCM partners and for every listener, that you will experience God moving in every area of your life and in every concern of your heart. You know, that's quite a question that the disciples asked in John 6, 28 and 29. In fact, let me just read that again. Then they said unto him, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He has sent." And when you think of what was He saying? He was saying that it's simply a matter of believing in Jesus and all that He's accomplished. And I know many that are listening to me today, you've just become fatigued in your service for the Lord. And of course, the enemy does everything he can to make whatever we do, whatever our efforts are, laborious, tiresome, because we don't seem to have any apparent results. But nonetheless, we know what the scriptures say, that faith without works is dead. And perhaps even as you're listening to me today, if you were honest, you just have to admit, Sister Glass, I have grown weary in well-doing. Beloved, I know what it's like to be like that. I've gotten weary at times, but there is a better way. The Lord is gently leading us into a more excellent spiritual understanding of the faith which works by love. That's Galatians 5, 6. In this scripture, Paul is telling the Galatian church that this is the only thing that really matters. The agape love of God is the motivating force that finds its expression in the exploits of faith. Faith, where it is true, is working grace. Let me say that again. Faith, where it's true, is working grace. It works through love. Love for God and love for the brethren. See what Romans, the 13th chapter, verses 8 through 10 say. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth one another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Praise God. But I don't know about you, sometimes in our desire to please the Lord, the focus has really been on our efforts. We're really trying to manifest the love of God. But because we're so incapable in ourselves, we've so often fallen short. But beloved, God is wanting us to turn our focus on Him and to allow Him to so indwell us that the good works that He would cause us to put our hands to, well, they'll just flow out of us in rich fellowship in oneness with Him. Those rivers of life that He talked about that would flow out of our innermost being, they will flow abundantly and effortlessly because we're united so completely and so totally with Him. Paul said, "It's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me." God, who is love personified, wants to totally possess you and I. The faith of God, which finds its source in God, will then be in operation in such a magnitude that the signs and the wonders and the greater works that Jesus said we would do will be the natural results, or perhaps I ought to say supernatural results. Beloved, God is wanting to refresh you right now, and the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved, and I would say to you, my child, that there are many things that would trouble you, but I say to you today, cast your cares upon me. As it is written in my word, it is in me that you live and move and have your being. My all-seeing, all-knowing wisdom and understanding encompasses all things. Nothing you encounter is a surprise to me. Therefore, if you will trust me in a new measure, you will see those things that the enemy has meant for evil to be turned to good. By faith, you shall possess new victories. Haven't you desired them? I promise to keep you in perfect peace as your mind is stayed upon thee. Even as you are listening to these very words spoken by the Spirit of prophecy, says the Lord, I draw you aside. I say to you, my beloved, come apart, that I might refresh you from your labors, that I might place my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The cares of life, the troubles of others, have sorely weighed heavily upon you. Learn of me, beloved, but not by further study, not by reading more books or hearing more sermons. These things, if anointed by my Spirit, are good in themselves, but I desire to infuse you with a new might in your inner man. I want you to receive directly from me in a one-on-one encounter where you will understand in a new way what it means to learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. I am gentle and not condemning. I am patient and forgiving. Beloved, I will lead you along a more excellent pathway, a pathway of fellowship, a pathway of joy, and a pathway of fulfillment in your God, says the Lord. Trust me to do this, and praise me, and seek me even this day, says your God. Praise God. Lord, thank you for that beautiful word. Lord, we receive it and we seal it to our hearts. Well, I can't really add anything to what the Lord has said, except to invite you to tune in tomorrow and let's see what the Lord has for us. The announcer will give you our contact information. I thank you so much for listening and prayer partners. God bless you for your prayers as well as your financial help that cause us to remain on this station. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.